insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 35th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ
But indeed, I will send to them a gift and see with what reply the messengers will return.
So, as you were with us, the Queen of Sheba informed the people of the contents of the letter that was received from Solomon. Solomon said that it starts with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and you should not see yourselves higher than me. You should control your self-superiority. وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ And you should come to me while you have been among the Muslims. So, but this actually, وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ This actually means that you should come to me in full submission, because the literal meaning of Muslim is the one who has submitted completely. Now, what happened after informing the chiefs of the people is that the chief of the people of Sheba, the queen of Sheba, informed her that since we are full of power and might, we are ready to do anything, but the affair rests with you. It is your command. But she says that you should be really careful of the kind of power that encounters us. So, what she says is this. وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ The Queen of Sheba says, And verily, I am going to send a present unto them, and will wait to see with what answer the messengers return. So, the fact that needs to be explained here in this part is that the tyrants, the kings, know very well that the divine prophets do not seek money. Yet, they try to attract a team. They try to make them quiet. So, what the Queen of Sheba does here is that she implies that before anything else, we should test Solomon. We should test this so-called prophet and the ones around him to see indeed what their condition is. So this shows how wise this woman was. Was Solomon a king or a prophet? Was he a destroyer or a reformer? Did they use to drag nations to meanness or to honor? So for this aim, they might use some kind of presence in order to test, to see what kind of enemy are they facing with. So she said, إِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجُعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ I will send them a present, and I will wait to see what the answer will be.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
So dear listeners, we were discussing the 35th verse of this chapter. As you were with us, we said that since Queen of Sheba, Bilqis, was worried of the fact that the kings and tyrants will destroy and despoil any kind of township that they enter, she wanted to test the enemy she was facing with. So she said, إِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ مِنِّي. Verily, I am going to send a present unto them, and I will see what their answer will be. So kings are often interested in presents very much, and their weakness is found in this very point. The kings, the tyrants, can be made to submit by precious presents. The queen announced, if Solomon submit by these presents, it will be known that he is a king, and we will stand against him, applying our power, because we are more powerful than them. And this is what her people mentioned. But if Solomon shows heedlessness to us, if Solomon ignores our present on his statement and his suggestions, it will be made clear that he is the messenger of Allah and we must treat him wisely. So the point is that the Holy Quran has not mentioned anything about the kind of present that the Queen of Sheba sent for Solomon. It was only mentioned that it is for the sake of this matter that we want to be sure whether he is from the kings or the messenger of the Almighty Allah that we sent him some presents. But it has only shown their greatness by applying the word present as an unidentified and undefined object. Commentators have mentioned many matters in this regard, some of which are not free from exaggeration and legend. Anyway, some commentators have cited that she sent 500 selected slaves and 500 particular slave maids for Solomon, while those men from the slaves were having beautiful clothes, were dressed, they were having earrings in their ears with bracelets, and some slave girls who were clothed with men clothing and ornament with beautiful hats. But this is only what the commentators have mentioned, but we are not sure what the contents, what the items as the present were. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.